Music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Le Coq d'Or Suite, or The Golden Cockerel. Performing here was the Russian National Orchestra, Mikhail Pletnev conducting. Good afternoon, it's 12 o'clock. I'm Carol Larson, and this is WUOL Louisville, your classical choice today at 90.5 FM and on the web at wuol.org. We are a radio partnership.
Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL, broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Lunchtime Classics. Happy New Year. We're into the first live concert of 2007, and we'll be going through May this year with the concert season and Lunchtime Classics. Check our schedule. We have a lot of holes, but we'll be filling those holes very soon. WOL.org and click on Lunchtime Classics. You can find out the complete schedule. Very happy to welcome a very familiar piano music voice and personality and teacher from the Louisville area. Actually, two are with us today. Nancy and Vernon Cherix are pianists, and they will be performing piano forehand selections for us today. Little information about them. They have been performing together as piano duettists for over 25 years. They met in Taiwan while Dr. Cherix was a visiting professor at Soochow University in Taipei. Mrs. Cherix is a graduate of Soochow University and the Cleveland Institute of Music and has performed in Taiwan and the United States. In addition to performing, she has been on several faculties, including Taipei American University, Bluefield College, and more. Now has a private studio here in Louisville. Dr. Cherix is a graduate of the Peabody Conservatory of the Johns Hopkins University, Regent University, and the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary School of Church Music. He has performed solo, concerto, and chamber concerts, and is on the piano faculty of the University of Louisville School of Music, and is also the director of the preparatory department, and we'll talk a little bit more about his role in that as well later on, but we've got a full hour of music. So in this first set, Vernon and Nancy Cherix will perform Bach, followed by a selection, the first movement of Mozart's Sonata in C Major, Kürschel 521, here on Lunchtime Classics on WUOL.
Thank you.
We're live in the studio here at WOL as part of Lunchtime Classics, and we just heard a performance by Vernon and Nancy Cherix. They're taking a moment to actually turn the bench around. It's one of the benefits for being here live. You can actually see the two-person bench that they have. It's kind of like a Craftsman adjustable bed. One, each side can be adjusted to the height or the preference of the players. Dr. Cherix joins me just a brief moment here. We heard the Mozart Sonata, Kerschel 521, the opening movement. Just lovely, Doctor. It's wonderful, happy music, isn't it?
But it is. Mozart is always a breath of fresh air and sunlight on a rare day. Mm-hmm.
But the repertoire is actually vast for piano four hands, two people at one keyboard, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of literature. We initially began as a two-piano team, mm-hmm. and we would go to small colleges and universities around the country and discovered that we were lucky to find one good instrument, let alone two. So that's why we decided to become piano duettists, so we'd only depend on one instrument instead of having to look for two matched pianos. One time we played with a Steinway Concert Grand and I think a Kimball Upright, and the two just didn't go together, so we learned our lesson.
Well, I know Schubert wrote a lot of music. We have a lot of it in our library here at WOL. Mainly because before CDs and, dare I say, phonograph records, people were making music in the homes.
Not to mention television.
Yes, exactly. But the colors that come out of having four hands at one piano, it's just it's such a full sound. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the music is so well written. There are many arrangements out there. We'll be playing one of those at the close of the program. But Mozart or Brahms, which we're also playing in the program, is so well conceived. It sounds like one instrument. Mm-hmm. It's so well written, and each part is really dependent on the other.
Well, what's the state of composing for piano four hands today?
Actually, one of the pieces we're playing by Iwazin, who's on the faculty at Juilliard, is originally a solo piece that then he rearranged for piano four hands. I really don't know a lot of what you call contemporary music, music that's being written today, you know, actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there must be somewhere. It just hasn't come to the fore yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get down right down to it. It's simply a lot of fun to.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Especially with your wife, you know, you get to negotiate some things, and sometimes you're told what to do, and we work things out.
Right. Well, we're really enjoying this live performance, Doctor. Thank you very much. We're going to hear the second part of their concert as we listen to Dr. Vernon Cherix and Nancy Cherix. They have switched roles. Now Nancy was at the higher register, and she's now in the lower keys as they perform Iwazin. This is the Resplendent Quetzal. And after that, they'll play a beautiful work by Brahms, The Variations on a Theme of Schumann, as we enjoy a live performance here by Vernon and Nancy Cherix, piano four hands. It's two people at our Steinway today on Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you.
We are live in the WOL Performance Studio on this sunny January Wednesday and listening to the talented duo, Vernon and Nancy Cherix. It's two people at one keyboard. We call it Piano Four Hands, to shorten it a bit. And as they switch around the bench one more time, they were just performing Brahms, the variations on a theme of Schumann. And before that, a work by Iwasen called The Resplendent Quetzal. They have a couple more works to perform. I wanted to mention that Dr. Vernon Cherix is also part of the preparatory department at the University of Louisville and deals with a lot of students. And some of them are very talented, in fact, have shown up in our Young Artist competition, and one of which will be performing as part of the... Yes? Okay, sure. Charlie Zhang is one of his students and will be part of the Louisville Orchestra Dr. Martin Luther King concert coming up on Sunday. So for Dr. Vernon and Nancy Cherix, they will be performing at IU Southeast on Sunday, the 21st of January at 7:30 p.m., and I bet that's at the Ogle Center there at IUS. And then after that, they've got one more performance during their current series of concerts in February. On February 8th, they'll be in Texas, and then they'll take some deserved time off. In this next set here on WOL's Lunchtime Classics, we will hear Debussy. We'll hear a movement from the Petite Suite and end with an arrangement of the Shaker folk song and hymn, Simple Gifts. It's called Festive Peace on Simple Gifts. Once again, Vernon and Nancy Cherix on WOL's Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. Lunchtime Classics today. Vernon and Nancy Cherix performed Shaker, a hymn, and a festive piece on Simple Gifts arranged by Martin. And before that, selection from Petite Suite by Claude Debussy. Thank you for being here, Doctor, and Mrs. Cherix. Good luck in your last two performances before you go off on your well-deserved break. And thanks for everyone coming to this live concert here at the WOL Performance Studio. Check our website, WOL.org, for more information on what's coming up on our schedule. Our person in charge of the sound was Andrew High. And, well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for coming.